Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show today. Georgia Cohane is here. Georgia is a professor of social entrepreneurship, social enterprise, I should say, at Columbia Business School, a senior fellow at New America. She's the author of a couple of books, including a brand new one called Capital and the Common Good. And it's all about tackling some of the world's big problems using finance, using capital. I like the way that sounds, don't you? Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the new book, your second one.
Exactly. The second, as we were just saying. Two kids, two books. You proved the first wasn't a fluke.
Right. Now, that's exactly right. And I think there's a lot more to come out of you. Not children. I'm not going to say children. I can already tell there's more inside that head than just these two books. And we're looking forward to the future on that. So, okay, the world has a lot of problems, and there have been a lot of different isms that have tried to solve those problems, or at least address those problems, at least convince people that they had the answer. Communism, socialism, capitalism, however many isms there are. And by this point in time, we really should know which ones work and which ones don't work, shouldn't we?
We should, but I think, you know, it's all still a work in progress in some ways.
Yeah. Well, your approach to some of the what you call the common good, some of the global issues, is finance, is using capital, and a lot of people are trying to solve problems around the world by getting groups together and donating money and things like that, and or providing government services, solutions, but yours is a little bit different. Tell us about it.
Sure. So you're exactly right. I think that, you know, I came to finance, and I will just say, I really think it's a tool. It's not and a means to an end, not an end in itself. You know, I think that we've seen for decades, and particularly after the financial crisis in 2008, that finance alone isn't going to save us, but it might be something useful to have in our toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
So I had about October 2012, I had just finished, as you mentioned, the first book on social entrepreneurship. And what that book was really about was much more high profile household name change makers and leaders mm-hmm. in the nonprofit sector, in government, people like Wendy Kopp, who were trying to teach for America, or people like Bill Drayton, who had founded Ashoka. And you know, these were people who were really making a difference with some new approaches to education, to health. And I was in New York, and suddenly the city shut down. What had happened was we were inundated by Hurricane Sandy that actually
right.
hit a fair amount of the East Coast. And for the first time in my lifetime, the city subway, which is really the lifeblood and the artery of this city, it allows
right.
people to get to school, allows millions of people to get to work every day. The subway just shut down. And within a few days, everything was back up and running, even with $5 billion in damage, even with flooded tracks, corroded wiring, et cetera.
Yeah.
And what I hadn't appreciated, what I hadn't fully realized, was that the reason it got back up and running and really the unsung heroes of that city's recovery were people who worked, you know, in the bowels of the MTA, the risk managers and risk mitigators who worked for the Metropolitan Subway System, who had figured out that the city, after the storm, was totally uninsurable in the private markets, in the traditional markets. And
right.
if they couldn't get that subway reinsured, the city was toast. And what they did was they did some very creative work in finance and went to something called the catastrophe bond market, and without really many people knowing, used finance as a tool to save the city.
Hmm.
And as I started to explore this more, I said, you know what? These are really people that we don't know about. These aren't people we write and read books about, but are there other areas of finance, you know, social impact bonds or vaccine bonds, or even just basic tools that we don't sort of think about, our health insurance, our auto insurance, unemployment insurance, you know, our savings accounts, our 529s. Mm-hmm. Like, can we expand that way of thinking and say, you know what, these are tools that don't ordinarily exist, but maybe if we come together with our own creativity, policymakers, financial engineers, and think about how do we really use these tools to solve some of our immediate family problems and our larger community problems.
You know, what you talk about reminds me of people who are syndicators. You know what I mean? They bring in disparate parties to come together and maximize the assets for each one of those parties, and a syndicator thinks like that. Hold on to that thought. The book, folks, is called Capital and the Common Good by Georgia Levinson Cohen, and we're going to talk some more about this. We're going to go global after this break. 20 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.